Ciao ragazzi, welcome back to another episode of Tactics Imperium, your go-to stop for all things Serie A analysis, where we don't just talk results, but we dig into the how and the why. Obviously, and as always, powered by Serie A Spotlight, so obviously I invite you to check out Serie A Spotlight across all your social media platforms. As always, I am your host Gianluca Lia, and in this week's episode we are talking about a big and unexpected moment from last weekend's matchday. Parma 2, Inter 2 at the Stadio Ennio Tardini. Inter dropped points, and not just dropped them. They let go of a 2-goal cushion against a struggling Parma side. It's one of those moments that makes you wonder if the title race was about to get spicy. But Napoli couldn't take full advantage either. They ended up drawing against a well-drilled Bologna, who by the way are now up in 4th. 1 point behind Atalanta and 1 point above Juventus. But enough of the big picture. Let's zoom in. Let's talk Inter, let's talk Parma, and let's talk how this comeback happened. So, let's start with the context and the setup. Inter are under pressure. They are juggling 3 competitions, key players are missing, and fatigue is clearly setting in. The season's entering that chaotic stretch where the legs get heavy, decisions slow down, and mistakes start to creep in. But as always, at least from my point of view, there is always a tactical layer underneath that. And that is where we are heading. Now, let's talk Parma. Coached by none other than Cristian Chivu. That Chivu, the one with the 100 appearances for Inter, a core member of their treble winning side in 2010, and who was nurtured as a coach by Inter. He coached at Inter's youth system between the under-14s groups and the under-19s, before taking the Parma job. So obviously, he knows Inter, he knows their principles, and he knows their habits. Also on his staff, and worth a quick mention, is Antonio Gagliardi. This guy is a top-level analyst, modern thinker, and was part of the Italy staff that won the Euros in 2021, under Roberto Mancini. So, this isn't just some lucky night for Parma. They are being led by some real football brains. Now, if we check out the tactical shift of both Parma and Inter, right from kickoff, we see something interesting. Parma lining up in a 3-5-2 formation. Now, for all those who have watched Parma this season, especially under Chivu, you would know this isn't their usual setup. They have mostly operated with the back four. And these systems varied from 4-1-4-1, 4-2-3-1 and 4-3-3. So this shift was deliberate, and I would say quite smart. The why? Because by mirroring Inter's formation, Parma could simplify their pressing. That 3 versus 2 advantage at the back, by 3 I mean Parma's 3 defenders and by 2 I mean Inter's forwards, it gives better coverage against Lautaro Martinez and Marcus Thuram. It's man for man, yes, so it's risky, but with safety nets. It's a classic way to neutralize Inter's strength in behind. But still, the first half was all Inter. They created almost 2.0 expected goals in the first 45 minutes. That's a serious number, and Inter looked fresh, sharp and dangerous. One of the key issues for Parma was their mid-block press, and by mid-block press I mean Parma weren't pressing all over the pitch when Inter were starting their build-up. Their forwards, who usually initiate the pressing, were central, the center of the field, and not near the penalty box. This gave Alessandro Bastoni far too much space on the ball. And we all know how dangerous Bastoni can be when he has time in possession. He became Inter's deep-lying playmaker, pinging long diagonals and driving into midfield. Another issue for Parma was Pontus Anfist, and I hope I said his name correctly. He was deployed as a right wing back by Chivu, and it was not a natural position for him, and you could tell from the start. His orientation when pressing was off, and that allowed both Federico Di Marco and Henrik Mkhitaryan to find pockets of space far too easily. But, and this is a real key moment, around the 10th minute, Inter's pressing structure began to show cracks. And here's what happened. Normally, it was Christian Aslani, Inter's Regista for this game, who was pressing Parma's Regista. But in that particular moment, on minute 10, Hakan Çalhanoğlu, who was playing as one of Inter's inside midfielders, decided to go himself, probably thinking he could intercept the play quickly. The problem is that his single decision threw the whole structure off, with Çalhanoğlu stepping up, Aslani and the others, including Jan Bissek from the back, hesitated. The midfield lost its reference points, and suddenly Parma were playing through Inter and not around or above Inter. It didn't cause them a goal immediately, but it was a preview of what was to come, and we will come back to this. In the second half, the game shifted completely. Inter managed just 0.11 expected goal in the second half, and that's a massive drop-off. Why? Two big reasons. One, Simone Inzaghi substitutions. He took off both Bastoni and Çalhanoğlu, two of the most important players in the build-up, and that's like removing your two chess masters mid-game. The rhythm and control disappeared. Two, Parma brought on Matteo Pellegrino, and wow, what a shift he put in. He won every duel, gave Parma the vertical edge, and most importantly helped Inter push back with his aggressive running and hold-up play. The equalizer, and this is an important mention, because we'll repeat the situation that happened on minute 10. This is Parma's second goal. Remember the Çalhanoğlu Aslani situation I mentioned? Well, here it happened the same, because the exact lack of pressing coordination threw the structure of Inter's pressing off. This time, however, it was Davide Frattesi who replaced Çalhanoğlu in the second half. He pushed high to press, leaving his zone completely open at the back. And exploiting the space behind him was Jakub Ondrejka, who ran straight into it, and Parma exploited that half space, and eventually they leveled, albeit with a deflected goal. However, it is important to mention that the half space that he exploited was left by Davide Frattesi. So, linking to my introduction, these are small but tactical decisions. But when the structure is off by just a step or two, elite footballers will punish you. So yes, Inter looked in control. But football isn't just about how you start. It's about how you manage the game over 90 minutes. Parma didn't just get lucky. They had a clear tactical plan, adjusted it mid-game, and took advantage when Inter's intensity and structure dropped. And I believe that Chievo deserves a massive credit for this, as does his staff. And for Inter, it might be a warning sign. With Champions League fixtures around the corner, and also the second leg of the Coppa Italia semifinal against rivals Milan, rotation is necessary. But those rotations might come at a price. So, that's it for today's breakdown. Let me know what you think. Were Inter unlucky, or were Chievo's Parma just technically spot on? Obviously, we invite you to let us know your thoughts, drop a comment, shoot us a message, and don't forget to follow Serie A Spotlight on all the socials. From my end, I am Gianluca Lia, this was Tactics Imperium, and as always, alla prossima!